Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Chad Grigsby, and I serve with the Send Network in Columbus and also here at LifePoint Church. We're finishing our study today on Peter, the disciple of Jesus. This series we've been looking at all summer has been called Beyond the Shallows. And the main idea of this series that we've been exploring is we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. And it's been a great study this summer. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. And one of the last times we hear from Simon Peter is in the book of Acts. It's in Acts chapter 15. In a passage is what has traditionally been called the Jerusalem Council. It was a gathering of early church leaders who were trying to deal with this question of, do new Gentile or non-Jewish believers need to essentially become Jews to be Christians? Should they be expected to keep the law, the Old Testament law? Should they be practicing Jews? Should they be circumcised? That was a question they were dealing with. And some people were actively teaching that they had to do all of those things in order to be Christians. Paul and Barnabas, however, were teaching that they did not need to do those things. So this kind of conflict arose that led to a gathering of church leaders where they interviewed the Apostle Paul and others to hear about what God was doing among the Gentiles. They discussed and debated among each other, and it's really quite a fascinating event. So through much debate and much conversation, the Bible says that Peter gave voice to what the church actually decided. He kind of summarized the conversation, and he said these words, "Brothers, you know that in the early days, God made a choice among you that by my mouth, the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith." So this is kind of the summarizing word that Peter gives to the whole discussion, and they decide not to lay any extra burdens on Gentiles who are coming to faith in Christ. They did not require them to become Jews to keep the Old Testament law. And I just love this picture of the early church leaders, and there's a few reasons. So it's just been a few years since Jesus ascended back to heaven. The day of Pentecost happened, and here we see early on in the movement, there are already some big questions, some significant challenges and issues that the church has to address. Now, this is encouraging because if they had these challenges and needed these gatherings, then guess what? We do too. We will too, inevitably. I think every generation of Jesus followers have to have some Jerusalem Council kind of moments. We will have to deal with new questions that are asked of us. We will face new challenges in our world and in our culture. And this was the case in the book of Acts, in the life of Peter, and it's been true across church history. Because time changes, culture changes, and so it's going to be true of us. We serve an infinite God who doesn't change. We live out an ancient faith, but we also have to come to grips with how to engage and live out faith in our time, in our context, in 2021 America. And it's not as black and white, I think, as we maybe often assume it is, or we would like it to be. Like the Jerusalem Council, often it takes a gathering, it takes discussion, it takes listening, it takes studying the scriptures anew, it takes a fresh perspective to say and to ascertain, man, what does this mean for us in 2021? And although this isn't easy, and maybe even sounds scary or you know, heretical even, it's necessary, and if we're willing to embrace it, I think even exciting. I say heretical because I think people sometimes assume that the truth is the truth no matter what across all generations, and while that's absolutely true, how we apply the truth amid a changing culture is going to be a challenge for us, and it's going to create new questions. And so but here's the great thing. God has given us his Spirit. God has given us his Word. God has given us each other through his church. He's given us all that we need, in other words, to navigate the twists and turns of following Jesus one step at a time in our time. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. Come back tomorrow for another episode. Lord, help us as we attempt to face the challenges and navigate the new questions that our ever-changing world is bringing to us as people of faith. We pray that you would give us wisdom, that you would help us listen to each other, that you would help us listen to your Spirit, and that we would know your Word as we seek to live faithfully in these days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now take a moment and you pray and ask the Lord to give you wisdom in the areas that you are seeking to live more faithfully in this day and time.